The ad portrays a hypothetical conversation between Green and other parents from the bleachers of a high school sporting event. The parents start things off. One mentions her honor roll student is on a waiting list for the UW. Another claims that the university is admitting out-of-state students with lower grades than the Wisconsin students who get turned away. That's when Green chimes in.
It gets worse. Jim Doe raised tuition for Wisconsin families and actually cut it for out-of-staters.
What will you do?
I'll put Wisconsin kids first. We're going to get more of them into the UW.
But UW Board of Regents president and Doyle appointee David Walsh calls the ad a misrepresentation. He says out-of-state students who enroll at the UW on average get slightly lower grades than resident students, but the two pools don't compete for admission. The UW did cut tuition for out-of-state residents by $2,000 or more at every campus but Madison. Walsh calls that a simple matter of economics.
We need out-of-state students not only to have a geographically diverse school, but also because for every out-of-state student, they fund 2.5 in-state students.
Right now, the UW's out-of-state tuition is higher than at most of its peer institutions. In-state tuition has gone up dramatically under Doyle, although it's still lower than at most other Big Ten schools. While Doyle and Green may spar over this issue down the road, they'll discuss other topics tonight at their debate in Waukesha. Audience members will quiz them on their ideas about taxes and the economy. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.